Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. A belated Happy New Year to everyone. The days spin by so fast, regardless of where one is located, and being in the wilderness is no exception. 2011 is already a week old. Once again, my thanks are extended to the nosy pup from over on Hungry Jack Lake. I didn't hear her latest Gunflint scoop, but I'm sure that she and her dad brought you up to speed on holiday happenings along the Upper Trail. A quick trip to Iowa for a Christmas visit to our daughter found us returning to the woods in the midst of rain along the North Shore. It was really quite ugly, and it was worrisome that we might be skating at any moment. However, the mess stayed liquid, clear into Grand Marais. As might be expected, things turned white once we got out on the trail a few miles, and the ugliness turned to wilderness beauty by the time mid-trail was reached. From there on, the trip home was extraordinarily spectacular, as flakes stuck to every branch and needle. By next morning, almost 7 inches had layered over the last batch at Wildersmith, and the forest was redecorated once more with mounds of crystal frosting. In the meantime, we at Wildersmith took to indoor undecorating of symbolic items that had been adorning our holiday celebration. Christmas 2010 is thus packed away. And if you're like us, we're all holidayed out. But while it was happening, it was great as ever. The year-end snow happening closed down what was a pretty dry December out here in the woods. And although we are plenty white around the territory, folks out this way remain hopeful that January and the succeeding months will dish up some above-normal moisture. We need a lot of help in replenishing drought-depleted lake levels as we head into spring. The power sledding enthusiast should find the trail conditions much improved over what has been reported, while cross-country ski conditions, which have been quite good, are now splendid. The often harsh enchantment of January in these parts can wear thin, but the excitement of hard water fishing for trout will soon be causing a mad rush to icy GPS locales of old and much rejoicing. So activities related to cold are beginning to hit their peak. With the ice making into its fourth full week on Gunflint Lake, most augers will easily be gnawing at more than a foot of ice by the time the season opens in a couple weeks. I'm sure there might be 2 or more feet on smaller area lakes that froze several weeks earlier. I was out on the morning chore run a couple days ago and listened to a growling expose from the Gunflint Lake gal. I don't know to whom she was talking, but I did the listening. Speaking in unintelligible terms, I'm guessing she was still adjusting to her winter coat, or maybe relating a story from the past. The mystique of rolling water under acres of ice cake remains as another instance of wilderness spirit, speaking to us in so many different ways. And speaking of border country spirits, we just passed into a new phase of the Great Spirit Moon, Gitch Manadoo Gizees. Also acclaimed as the month of the full wolf moon, it could make one speculate a connection between those captivating frozen howls from the Gunflint Lake gal and the great lunar spirit in the heavens. Who knows? Just another mystery of voices in the forest. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the bite of January frost, puffs of wood smoke, and a warm fire in the stove.